I'm really proud of how Marylanders have just responded in this moment, because you think about the type of storm of this magnitude, it really does demand an all of government response to protect our folks. We put together a state of preparedness on Wednesday, a state of emergency on Friday. And what we've seen is that, you know, this storm was a significant storm, but it's important for people to remember that we are still not yet out of the woods, because as the snow fell, the temperatures dropped precipitously. And so being able to make sure that we are, you know, have the space to clear the roads, you know, get rid of some of this ice, because Mother Nature is not going to cooperate for days. So ice removal is going to have to be manual. And so we're just grateful that Marylanders have really, you know, taken heed, stayed indoors, and also thankful for all first responders who have just been working around the clock.
So what exactly is being done to prepare for, as I said, days and days of cold weather that's still to come?
Well, you know, we now have over 3,000 pieces of equipment that are out here helping to clear the roads. You know, the challenge that we see is that, again, you know, I'd love nothing more than a 50 or 60 degree day, because it would help to just melt all this. That's not coming. And so whether it's between icebreakers and salt, that's how a lot of the ice is going to have to get removed. It also means that for individual local streets, there's heavy level of coordination that's taking place between the state and our local jurisdictions, who also have assets and authorities to make sure that local roads are cleaned out. And so this will continue being an all of government approach, and also, frankly, an all of Maryland approach. And that's why we're asking people, stay indoors, let people continue to clean out the roads, conserve energy when you can. You know, we want people to stay warm. We want people to be comfortable. But, you know, knowing that we're all working on the same grid, that we're thankful that Maryland has not had the same issues that some of these other states have had, with tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people losing their power. But we want to make sure we keep it that way.
And we're getting federal assistance in Maryland from this storm. Do you know how that money's going to be used yet?
Well, we are grateful that Maryland put in, and I requested that that President Trump include Maryland in a federal disaster declaration, which the White House did. And so, but really what that does is it offers support for things like fuel and water and generators, you know, if necessary. You know, we're grateful that Maryland has not had the same type of issues as of yet that some of these other states have had. But we do have assurances from the federal administration that if this becomes an issue, that they will be there to support.
Can you maybe talk about more of maybe the victories and challenges you faced during this weather incident?
The victories really belong to the people of the state of Maryland. You know, they really have, you know, done the work. And I want to say thank you to them, to all those Marylanders who did things like stay off the roads, who did things like make sure you're checking on your neighbors. For people who had to be out on the roads, we ask that that you also make sure you have food and water and blankets inside your vehicle, you know, during that time. And you consistently, you will keep that going until we give an all clear on that. But also the victory belongs to these first responders who, you know, I've had the joy of working with these individuals around the clock and just watching how they are just so taking care of the people of our state, clearing the roads, making sure that people are getting assistance that they need, making sure we're getting people in housing and temporary housing places for people who need it. They have just been remarkable to watch how Maryland continues to move in states of emergencies.